34 media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A difficult road swing to North Carolina for you guys. A 93-73 setback at Elon on Thursday. Then a really hard-fought game Saturday at UNCW, 87-74. Give me your views on those two games.
Yeah, obviously that's a tough road trip, regardless of the result. So we left on Wednesday to go down to Elon and played a very good shooting team, a team that presents a number of challenges from a matchup standpoint. And I thought, to our guys' credit, we did a decent job defending the three, only allowing 10 made threes, which has been something that has been a calling card for Elon this year, but weren't able to do enough other things. And we had good stretches in the game, but their positive stretches were longer than our positive stretches in that game. And then Saturday, to travel on down further south to Wilmington, and to play the first place team in our league. I thought we had a good first half and even a good start to the second half, but Coach Keats and his outfit are very well equipped and to handle teams in their building, and they ended up being just a little bit too much, but I did think we played better Saturday than we did Thursday, and we saw progress, and that's what we're focusing on, and we continue to move forward and ready for our next opponent and a very well-coached and a team that's playing good basketball right now in Hofstra.
You guys, going back to the NCW game, only down two in the game, 15 minutes to go, and what was certainly a difficult environment. How pleased with just the way your team competed against those guys?
Yeah, on a competition basis, if that's how one of our standards, it was a good thing. However, They did hurt us on the offensive glass and had 20 offensive rebounds. And rebounding, a lot of times, is about competing. And so I think it would have been nice to have seen a score where we controlled all the things we could control and then see what happens. I didn't think we did that the entire game. And UNC Wilmington took advantage of those.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. And we got a couple in queue if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Mark Narducci with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Just wanted to ask you, and I know you don't want to make excuses, but your schedule's been brutal. You've had to play UNC Wilmington twice. You've had to play Northeastern twice. How tough has that been, starting out the CAA schedule and, really having to play this kind of schedule?
Well, you know what, Mark? It's kind of you to toss that excuse out there, but everybody in our league is going to play Northeastern twice, Wilmington twice. Everyone's going to play everybody. So it'll even out in the end, and it's not something we talk about. We need to continue to get better, and hopefully our level of play and execution by playing teams maybe like those teams that have had success early in the league makes us better for other games. But I don't think one thing about it. I think every team is really good in the CAA, and if you look at the Ken Palm statistics and numbers that compare conferences, you would see the same thing, where it has the CAA ranked as the 12th best conference in America. And I think that's a credit to everyone in our league.
The other thing is, Zach, could you talk about Rodney Williams? I mean, statistically, he's having a good year, and just what he's brought to the team.
Yeah, Rodney Williams, first and foremost, brings experience in a lineup that doesn't have much experience. He does that, and he's been a veteran presence for us. He's been able to help us get buckets when we really needed them, whether it's out of a timeout or in a key point in the game. He's a guy that we've been able to go to score. And he's been a stabilizing force for us, and he's done a good job in his new role this year as a leader. His minutes are up, his production is up, and he's been a guy that we're depending on every night, and he has delivered more often than not.
Thank you.
No problem, Mark.
Your next question is from Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Well, good morning, Coach. How are you?
Alex, how are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. I kind of wanted to throw kind of a weird question out there because you're in a unique position. As of this point, you're the only only team to play Wilmington twice, and you're the guy with the vote in the coaches' poll. So I'm curious where you put them on your ballot, and even though they're not in the top 25 yet, do you see them as eventually a top 25 team?
You know, Alex, I think if they continue to play, I think they're worthy of it. I think they're worthy of the attention they're getting right now. They are a team that I believe will be in the top 25 by the end of the season. Having to see them up close, certainly my perspective and lens is more biased than seeing St. Mary's out on the West Coast or wherever it may be. But I do think that Coach Keats and his team, and as representatives of the Colonial, are worthy of the attention they're getting, and look forward to continue, you know, for our conference to get the attention it's getting. And quite frankly, it puts us in a position as a conference to get two teams in if the tournament doesn't go, or to not to go chalk if everything ended the way it was right now. It's great exposure. Exposure for our conference, and that's
sure.
It may not be the scenario that Wilmington wants to hear, but I mean, this is a great league, and yeah. I don't think they were properly the CAA was properly represented last year in postseason play, and I think this year hopefully we put ourselves in a better situation, and it probably starts at the top with Wilmington, and I think they're very much deserving of the attention they're getting, and it's great for our league, it's great for everybody.
Is that kind of a subtle way of saying they are on your ballot?
Certainly, I'm aware of what they're doing and want to help them out as much as possible.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Zach, you got a nice effort off the bench in that Elon game from John Moran. 15 points, hit 5 threes in that game. And I know he's a guy that was sort of a late add to your roster. What does he provide to your team?
John Moran brings a number of things, and a late addition to our roster would be an understatement. He's in graduate school here at Drexel. He was a walk-on at Richmond, and we were able to get another year through the league and an appeal and a waiver, and because of a couple of injuries he had. And he has come in and just been a veteran of college basketball with his experience, helped us out with scout team, helped guys out with their attitude and work ethic and what it takes from his experience at Richmond. And because of that, it's great to see him have success. Sometimes his minutes can fluctuate based on rotations and matchups, but John Moran is a guy that hit 4 threes, I believe, at home against Wilmington. And then also hit 5 threes at Elon to keep us in the game when we were struggling.
Before I let you go, you guys have Hofstra coming to the DAC on Thursday as you've started to take a look at Hofstra. What are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, Coach Mihalik has a great team, and they have a number of challenges from whether it's offensive action they run or the personnel running it. They put you in tough situations, and you got to be dialed in defensively to not overcompensate and guard one thing and give up something else. But they've got Justin Wright Foreman is playing as well as any guard in our league right now, averaging 19 the last 5 games and 20 in league play, and had 30 his last game out. So I think he's certainly a presence you have to know about. They got a number of guys that are a threat from 3-point range, and then you have to deal with their size and physicality down low that they've got depth at that position. So it's a team that we're going to have to be at our best and compete at a high level to have success if we want to.
All right, Zach, thanks for taking time, as always, this morning. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. All right.